Well, there are plenty of foods we eat today that are genetically engineered. Most tomatoes, potatoes, squash, and corn have been modified over the years. GE foods have had their genes altered or changed so that they can grow better, resist rotting, and even taste better. According to the National Library of Medicine in the United States, most GE foods are considered safe, but there hasn't been any long-term testing to confirm that finding. Right now, there is a cross-country speaking tour in Canada about risks associated with eating GE foods. Tonight, the tour stops in Thunder Bay. One of the speakers is food blogger and food security activist, Tony Mitra. He's with me by phone from Thunder Bay today. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
Can you speak to me about how much of the food that we eat today is genetically engineered or genetically modified?
Well, the thing is, we don't have any labeling. We don't have any disclosure. So your guess is as good as mine, but generally we know that apart from vegetables and fruits that you find in the store, most of which is not yet genetically engineered in the way we understand genetical engineering, that is horizontal gene transfer from a bacteria or something to a plant, that's more or less more safe than not. But everything else, starting from meat products like beef and milk products and soybean and corn products and the packaged foods, that packaged and canned foods that has soy or canola or corn syrups in it, they are all containing on one side GMO, mm-hmm. but on the other side, even more probably alarming or concerning is the presence of glyphosate, which is the killer in Monsanto's Roundup herbicide.
So in preparation for the interview, I did a little bit of reading up, and for the most part that I could see, Health Canada, the U.S. Library of Medicine, most governing health bodies say that from what they are told, these foods are safe to consume and they are safe to eat. So what do you say to that?
For me, the way I look at it is on, it's like this. Every living organism in Canada that seems, that appears to me to have any value to anybody, whether it's your food or whether it's the trees in the forest or the grasslands or the alfalfa or any living organism that is of some value, the plan seems to be for a foreign corporation to own it. So that it's no more Canada's property and it's no more God's creation. To me, it's an attack on Canadian sovereignty and an assault on nature. So, more than the issue of whether glyphosate is making you sick, which it is, but you can ask, see even more detail about it, our independence and nature is under assault. So this is my duty as a citizen to stand up against it. Canada is not for sale to a foreign corporation.
Right, so you're seeing it more so as sovereignty as opposed to just food
Absolutely.
Safety.
Absolutely.
So getting back to the topic of foods and GE foods, why do we need to genetically engineer and modify these foods?
See, there is so much of misinformation blocking around that first of all, we need this to feed the world. We have no clue that the rest of the world don't want it. Let's say India. It's a malnourished country. It's got 1,200 million people. So it's a good example of where the rest of the world is going. India has only one genetically modified crop allowed, and that's cotton, that's not food. And for the last so many years, not a single food item is allowed to be grown because there's a huge resistance. People know that it is not only bad for health, it is essentially designed to kill the biological diversity of food in India. In other words, India has 6,000 varieties of eggplants because eggplants originated there. Mm-hmm. If this GMO eggplant was introduced, they tried it in 2010 and failed because of huge human drive, the 6,000 varieties will go extinct eventually and only one variety will be available, one that is owned by Monsanto. For India, that's not the case. So if Canada thinks they can feed the rest of the world with GMO, India, for one, will have none of it. Now you go to China, now you go to other countries, everybody is waking up to it. So who are we fooling that we need to feed a growing population? The growing population doesn't want your stuff. Canada should feed itself first by growing something that doesn't belong to a foreign government, that belongs to the farmer and Canadian people. Farmers should have the rights to own their own seed. Today they will not have. They have to sign an agreement that seed is not their property, Monsanto's property. That's not acceptable to me.
How do you think we should be treating GE foods and that sort of thing in North America? Like, I assume you would want us to change the fact that we get most of our information from the maker and supplier and do our studies.
There's some basic problems. Without going into scientific nitty-gritty, the basic problems are twofold. In North America, as in other parts of the world, but North America is leading it, our scientific institutions are no more funded by public money. Government doesn't fund it. Taxpayers do not fund it. Industry funds it. So as a result, all the sciences on GE food is funded by the same industry that benefits from it. As a result, they are not interested to fund any scientists who might find any problem with their product. This is the first problem we need to understand. Science in North America, when it comes to these issues, has lost its objectivity and its neutrality. So therefore, when they say, oh, so many science women, I'll say, first of all, science itself is being skewered. Science is so censored today, so censored, that if anybody comes out with any information that is bad, that looks bad, unlike in previous days where somebody says it's good, somebody says it's bad, all of it stays and then the chips fall where it may. That's no more the case. Now, if anybody finds a problem, he's fired, his paper is retracted, he becomes persona non grata, he's been hounded. I mean, ever since the time of Copernicus, when he got into trouble for saying that the Earth is going around the sun, and he got incarcerated and jailed and all that, ever since that time, the science has never been so censored like it is here today, you know. So we need to understand that part first. Next, when it comes to safety tests of GMOs, you need to read the patent clauses. It is an intellectual property of the creator of the GMO. So you or I or any scientist does not have the right to analyze and find safety or not safety, what happens to this, whether it's dangerous or not. You do not have the right without express permission of the creator of the GMO. And that permission is given provided you do not publish anything first before they are okay, and nothing that is not flattering to them gets published. So when you see these two things together, you already know by your common sense, you don't need to be a rocket scientist, that there is something stinking in this whole affair.
All right, we're going to leave it there for today, Tony, but thank you very much for your thoughts.
All right, take care.
That is Tony Mitra. He will be one of the speakers tonight in Thunder Bay as part of a special speaker series on GE Foods. It is happening at the Waverly Library at 7 o'clock. The tour continues tomorrow. They'll be in Timmins at the McIntyre Community Center, and it starts at 7:30.